And now let's turn away from fish numbers to fish tunes. We are so thrilled to have a very special musical guest with us today. Dillingham's own singer-songwriter, Teresa Duncan, is live in the studio. Welcome, Teresa.
Thank you, Austin. I'm proud to be here. I've always been a supporter of KDLG and public radio. Honored to be asked.
And we're so glad you took some time out of your Saturday afternoon to join all the fishermen out on the water, all the people across Bristol Bay who are listening to the Fisheries Report. So Teresa is a retired school teacher from here in Dillingham. She is also a singer-songwriter who composes her own songs. First up, we're going to hear her live performance of Alaskans Like to Smoke, Smoke, Smoke Their Salmon.
Kind of a long title, but it's still a work in progress. Alaskans like to smoke, 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 smoke their salmon. Even if there were no moose or caribou, there'd be no famine. Summertime is filled with work, 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 busy freezing and canning. Alaskans like to smoke, smoke, 3 days smoke their salmon. Looking forward to the long sunsets and the boat in the water. Nets are mended and pure ropes are knotted and sure engines humming with a steady purr. Looking out across Bristol Bay sets our spirits to laughing. When the tide rolls on in with the wind as its friend, we smile and catch wild salmon. Alaskans like to smoke, 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 smoke their salmon. Even if there were no moose or caribou, there'd be no famine. Summertime is filled with work, 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 busy freezing and canning. Alaskans like to smoke, smoke, 3 days smoke their salmon. Bristol Bay has the world's best kings, crowning us with their glory. Fishing boats bring in reds, canneries seal the dead. Spawners make it to the riverbed. Sockeyes travel to the marketplace, and the whole world is clapping. So keep the waters as pure and the fish run secure, so we can share our salmon. Alaskans like to smoke, smoke, 3 days smoke their salmon. Even if there were no moose or caribou, there'd be no famine. Summertime is filled with work, 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 busy freezing and canning. Alaskans like to smoke, 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 smoke their salmon. Alaskans like to smoke, 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 and eat smoked salmon.
Wow, thank you, Teresa. That's Teresa Duncan here on the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report performing Alaskans Like to Smoke, Smoke, Smoke Their Salmon. Thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate that.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
So you are a fixture here in Dillingham. You've been here for several years. But let's take it back to the past. What are some of your earliest memories around music, and why did you get started? What drew you to music? Sorry, I just threw a million questions at you at once, but I'm interested to see how you got started.
So my first musical experience was I grew up in Big Piney, Wyoming, and we happened to have an incredible stage band musician that took a job in Big Piney, Wyoming, and he got me interested in playing saxophone. Actually, I was going to play the flute, and my big brother said, "You play that sissy instrument and I'll kick your butt." So I chose the saxophone, and no regrets. So I learned how to play the saxophone early on and got a wonderful saxophone used from a just happened to be an incredible instrument that plays beautifully, and I didn't realize it was such a good instrument until I played other ones. But I played stage band and played that saxophone throughout high school, did a little choir, and just embraced music, loved it.
Right, and now we see you have a guitar. Well, I see you have a guitar here. The folks out listening on KDLG can hear your guitar. When did you move over into the guitar?
After I got married, I always enjoyed singing, but it's pretty hard to sing and play saxophone at the same time. I'd be pretty
just
pretty
a
talented.
Bit. You'd be
if
a virtuoso if you could do that. I would be super impressed.
Yes, it would be impressive. So, since I love to sing, my husband bought me a guitar, and when we first got married, so that was back in 1985 or so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And since then, so when did you once you learned how to play a guitar, when did you move over into writing songs?
Oh, I've always written songs. I've got things that I've written. I always love to do poetry, and I always like to put my poetry to music. So, junior high. But when I finally started putting it together with guitar tunes was probably, I don't know, maybe 20 years ago. I started putting more on paper. And what I found, which is really odd, which I'll throw a plug in for piano, what I found was that I could compose on the piano much easier than on the guitar. For some reason, it made more sense. And I'm not a great piano player, but that just musically makes more sense.
It works for you for some reason. Well, could you walk us through what is your process then? You said on piano you write songs better, but what's kind of your thought process as you're writing a new song?
Typically, my songs come to me when I'm walking. I like to walk, as many of you have seen me around town. I advocate for that, so get out there and exercise.
And we have a great footpath here in Dillingham.
Oh, great path.
For that.
Great path. So what I typically do is when I'm walking, it's a song usually comes to me in the form of usually whistling. So usually I whistle a tune for a while, and then I think, gee, is that my tune or am I whistling somebody else's tune? And then when I realize it's my own tune, then I put some words to it. And then from there, I can usually musically hear it, but I don't know what the chords are. That's where the piano comes in, is that I could go to the piano then and find the chords easier than the guitar, because it just makes more sense to me.
There you go. All right. Well, let's hear another song from you. This is a never-before-performed song. So this is a fresh one just for the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report. We feel so honored.
And I'm a little nervous.
You're going to be just fine. So this is Fishing in Alaska by Teresa Duncan on KDLG Public Radio.
I'll preface it a little bit. It's a song, a story song. So it's a he said, she said, and they said. So the first verse is he said, and so it'll make more sense if you know that. Fishing in Alaska. Fishing in Alaska. Happy, oh happy day. Said, I just found me a fisherman match. Oh, lucky me, she thinks that I'm the good catch. Oh, happy me, oh, happy day. We're sailing out into Bristol Bay. We're gonna catch that salmon, pull him in our boat. Hope not to get so many that we can't float. We're pulled out with the tide, pushed in by the wind. Filling up our fish totes again and again. She said, I just found me a fisherman to love. He fits me like a sealskin glove. Oh, happy me, oh, happy day. We'll make our home in Bristol Bay. We're gonna raise some children, teach them to survive. Hunt and trap and harvest fowl, subsist to stay alive. We'll get turned by the tide, blown by the wind. Have to set our anchors again and again. They said, we've just morphed into a fisherman's life. We'll ride the waves as man and wife. Oh, happy day, oh, happy day. We become one with Bristol Bay. We're gonna work for the salmon, stay alert and keen, educate and advocate for waters that stay clean. We'll harbor strength from the tide, path from the wind, fight to protect her again and again. Be gone, pebble mine advocates. Fishing in Alaska. Fishing in Alaska. Happy, oh happy, happy.
Thank you, Teresa. That was the worldwide premiere of Fishing in Alaska, a never-before-performed song written by Dillingham's own Teresa Duncan.
And there it was.
It was right there. You guys heard it live over the airwaves of KDLG. Let's talk a little bit more about musicians here in Bristol Bay. Do you have any tips for people who are in, you know, maybe kids in the area coming up? Any tips for them who are aspiring to be a songwriter or a musician?
Absolutely. I think the first step is piano lessons. That's such a foundation for all music. Well, obviously, the first step is just to love music and sing and play and listen to music and just open up your heart to all the different sounds. But I've always said everybody has a musical instrument because just about everybody can learn how to whistle. And if you can whistle, you can whistle along and just learn how to love music. But if you have the means to, learn the piano. The piano is such a foundation for everything. Oh. And write poetry. Write poetry and put it to music. There you have a song.
Great tips from Teresa Duncan. What about performance jitters? Does that ever happen to you?
Totally. I was nervous on my way in here today.
Well, you've been doing great so far.
I think it's normal to have the jitters just because you just never know what mistakes you're going to make. But for me, I try to think about that most people are not going to hear the mistakes that you make. And the ones that do hear the mistakes are not thinking condemning thoughts. They're just thinking, oh, she made a mistake. And
it's not the end of the world.
Just kind of lighten up about it. You know, it's all music is all for fun, and music is such a wonderful, fun culture that everybody enjoys that, of course, you're going to make mistakes, but so what?
I mean, everyone makes mistakes. That's part of the beauty of life.
Absolutely.
What a great outlook you have there. Okay, well, let's get to your final song for today, which is the Dillingham song. And talking about having a good time and taking things light, I mean, I heard this for the first time 2 weeks ago at the community potluck in the Dillingham Harbor and just loved it. So I'm really excited to hear it live again in the studio at KDLG. You heard it if you're listening to the beginning of the show. You heard a little preview. And here's the full song, the Dillingham song by Teresa Duncan.
I'm in Dillingham, that's where I am, and I like it here. I've got good friends, good music, good atmosphere. I'm happy, I'm healthy, I'm full of good cheer in Dillingham. That's where I am this year. In the summertime, I like to camp and hike. I like to ride to the lake on my old bike. Wave to my friends as they pass by or stop and say hi. Talk about the berries and the price of flights, fish in the net and the long daylight. When companies are coming and the kings are running, well, life is right. If everyone needs a helping hand, word of mouth spreads and together we bound. And if ever someone feels blue, you know who's the one to spill your guts to. Yeah, in the small town, you know the talk runs wild. Everybody's watching cause you're everybody's child. Company's coming when the kings are running and life is right. In the winter time, I like lots of snow. I like skiing and riding my old snow go. My four-wheel drive gets me to town. The bumps slow me down. I shovel my drive, my roof, my deck. Without my shovel, I'd be inept. Company's not coming cause the cold is numbing, but life is right. If ever someone needs a helping hand, word of mouth spreads and together we band. And if ever you should feel blue, you know who's the one not to spill your guts to. Yeah, in the small town, you know the talk runs wild. Everybody's watching cause you're everybody's child. Company's coming when the kings are running and life is right. Cause I'm in Dillingham, that's where I am, and I like it here. I've got good friends, good music, good home. I'm happy, healthy. I'm full of good cheer in Dillingham. That's where I am this year.
And you've been listening to a special live musical performance by Teresa Duncan, and you are absolutely full of good cheer, as that song said. That was the Dillingham song, which you wrote, composed and wrote yourself.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us here on the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Austin. That was a treat for me, too.